So how do I assess my own need for this, and where do I begin?
Well, one of the things that we've done is we've put some information in the workbook where people can sit down, and this is really a great exercise, when people sit down and list out what assets they have. Because a lot of times people don't realize that, indeed, they're quite wealthy. They don't feel wealthy, perhaps, because so many times we're keeping up with the Joneses, as they say, that we're looking around and saying, well, wait a second, my car's not worth as much as their car, or my house isn't worth that much, or I don't have that lake house. But what I've found is that when people sit down and really focus on the type of assets they have, when they make a list of what are my assets, and then they add up a listing of their liabilities, and then they determine what their net worth is. All of these things are in the workbook, by the way. They can do this, go through all of these steps, and then once they find out the amount of assets that they have at risk, it's scary. It really is scary, because what happens, a lot of times, people will maybe set out early in life. We all set out to make our mark in the world. We set out to go out and get a job. We want to generate income. We want to provide for ourselves, provide for our family. We want to have the finer things in life as much as we possibly can afford. Well, what happens is that people get involved in other types of activities, maybe a rent house. Say as simple as buying one rent house. Well, that one rent house could end up costing them everything that they own. Now, I don't want to scare anyone off here by saying that you shouldn't get involved in a rent house, because I myself have numerous rent houses and rental properties, because I believe that real estate is a phenomenal, and I'll say it again, phenomenal wealth building tool, because you've got to make sure that you've got something in place that takes care of building that wealth for you. However, you've got to do it the right way, because if you don't do it the right way, what happens is that you may have a situation where somebody's in a rent house and they sue. All of a sudden, you could lose everything that you own. You know, I give a quick example about my dad. My dad, and part of the reason that I am where I am today, I make no secret of this, I don't hide it, is that I had very good advantages, I guess, growing up, because my dad was an entrepreneur. He was a real estate investor. And because he had that background, he instilled that in me from the very beginning. And then knowing that he needed a lawyer, he sent me to law school. And he said, this is what I want you to study, because I want you to know, number one, what it is that we need, and number two, what it is that you're going to need to make sure you preserve as much wealth as possible. Now, understanding that, my dad bought a property for $5,000. $5,000. I mean, this is tiny. Some people may think, where on earth did you find a property for just $5,000? Well, the point I want to make, but even though it was $5,000, I made him set up a new separate legal entity just for that one $5,000 property. Now, the reason I did that was because if I didn't do that, and now that's in his personal name, somebody could slip and fall or sue him on that $5,000 property and take all of his assets. At the same time, if he just put it into one of his other legal entities, maybe with a million-dollar apartment complex or multi-million-dollar strip center, what would happen is that $5,000 asset may give rise to liability that could lose all of those entire holdings of assets. We don't want that to happen. Now, a lot of times I tell people that example because